Something woke Rose with a start. She tried to pinpoint the source of the noise, but it stopped before she could. A quick peek at the alarm clock sitting in silence on her bedside table told Rose it was only 9 a.m. Good. At least 2 more hours to sleep. The noise started again just as Rose was beginning to drift off. Already half awake, she managed to identify the sound clearly this time. It was Tyler's phone ringing in the distance. But where? Not in the adjoining room where Rose assumed he was sleeping. No, the sound seemed to be coming from farther away, somewhere on the lower floor of Tyler's townhouse. Curled under her soft covers, Rose waited for the sound of his quick footsteps down the stairs, but it never came. He must have been fast asleep, in which case she doubted the faint noise of his ringtone would be enough to wake him. Tyler was a heavy sleeper ordinarily, and he'd been out all night, or at least until 3 this morning when she'd gotten in. She guessed he wouldn't wake up until at least noon. Rose waited for the phone to stop ringing so she could go back to sleep. But Tyler's vintage MC Hammer ringtone started playing again almost immediately. Can't touch this. Throwing the blankets away from her, Rose sat up and swung her legs off the side of the bed. What the hell? Who was so eager to talk to Tyler this early on a Saturday morning? Georgiana. The name popped into Rose's mind. She was the only person who'd obsessively binge-call him on a Saturday morning and not get the message people wanted to sleep. Even Tyler's mom would have given up after 2 missed calls. Why was Georgiana so desperate to talk to him? Did they have a huge fight? Did he finally ditch her? No, that would be too good to be true. They probably just had some kind of argument. Rose sat on the edge of her bed, tense, listening. The phone had gone quiet again. She waited to hear if it was going to ring again and began twisting her long brown hair into a side braid. Sure enough, after a few seconds, she heard the same familiar tune. Can't touch this. Irritated, she hopped off her bed, threw open the door, and stepped out onto the landing. Tyler's door was shut. Rose pressed her right ear to the wooden panels. She heard the faint, regular breathing of someone sleeping. Listening more closely, she tried to make out the sound of a second person breathing, but she could only hear Tyler. It seemed he was alone. Rose stepped away from the door, disappointed. So the argument had not been about Tyler cheating on Georgiana with some other girl. Rose was surprised and a little annoyed that Tyler had been faithful to Georgiana for as long as he had. Not that she supported the cheating, but she was eager for Georgiana to be out of their lives. And Tyler had cheated on every girl he'd ever been with. It was maddening that the one girl he'd decided to be faithful to was an obnoxious Regina George type. The house fell silent again. Standing there in the hall in nothing but a turquoise tank top with a frilly trim and matching shorts, Rose shivered. Boston always seemed too cold compared to Texas, no matter the season. She would have preferred to wear an oversized sweater to bed, but last night she'd had no other choices. Busy with her summer academic fellowship for Harvard Law, she hadn't bothered to do laundry in weeks. Her Victoria's Secret pink set was the only clean thing left at the bottom of the sleepwear drawer. It was either that or 2 drops of Chanel No. 5. Rose massaged her arms with her hands to warm herself up as she turned around, away from Tyler's door and toward the bathroom. Might as well, since I'm already up. She finished her business and was about to exit the bathroom when she caught herself in the mirror. Her mini pajama fit her well. Yes, not bad at all. Pity she turned into a popsicle when she wore them. Rose moved her gaze up to her face. Her eyes were such a dark brown as to be almost black, and her skin tone made her look constantly tanned.